Number one.
I can't believe how icy the highway is tonight.
Yeah, I've never seen it so bad. Maybe we should just stay at a motel and see if it's any better in the morning.
What are they talking about? Number two.
Hello.
Great party you threw last night, Beth.
Yeah, but you should see my apartment this morning. What a mess. I feel like moving somewhere else.
Don't worry. I'll come over this afternoon and help you out.
What are they probably going to do this afternoon? Number three.
Joe and Nancy and I were hoping to get a ride to the party with you.
With me? But I drive a little two-seater.
What is the problem? Number four. You mean it's still closed?
Yes, sir. The repairs won't be done for another 2 weeks. You'll have to take Highway 17 to Springdale and cross the river on the one down there.
What are they probably talking about? Number five. Okay. So tomorrow I'll bring the portable stove and the food.
And I'll bring the tent, and we'll each bring a sleeping bag.
Hey, this is going to be fun. What are the speakers probably planning to do tomorrow? Number six.
I like your new glasses, Brian.
I like these new frames, too, but my vision is blurry and I've been having headaches. I've got to go back to Dr. Lamb and get some new lenses prescribed.
What does Brian intend to do? Number seven.
Do you think I'll need to put on 2 coats of this latex?
Will you be using brushes or a roller?
What are these people discussing? Number eight.
Want to watch that documentary about polar bears in Canada now?
Well, I am a little tired, but... Okay, sure. What channel?
What is the man going to do next? Number nine.
Denise, do you remember that art book I borrowed from you last month?
Oh, right. Do you have it for me? I'm going to need it back soon.
Well, actually, I'm going to have to replace it. See, Tuesday I was looking at it out in the yard and forgot to bring it in with me, and... You remember that rain we had Tuesday night?
What problem did the man have with the book? Number 10. Take a look at this model. It's incredibly fast, and it has an extended keyboard.
Does it have much memory?
What are the speakers probably discussing? Number 11.
Shirley, are you going to go right on to business school when you finish your undergraduate program?
Actually, I hope to get some practical experience with a big international corporation first.
That's a good idea, I think.
What will Shirley probably do right after she finishes her undergraduate program? Number 12.
Dave, Phyllis is going to be upset with you if you don't send her a postcard while we're here on vacation.
Yeah, well, I'd like to send her one, but I've been by the post office twice to buy stamps, and for some reason, it hasn't been open.
What is Dave's problem?